We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, chatting with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee here this morning on the show. And, you know, a major decision was made yesterday here between Pottawatomie and Waubunsee County. We reported on it here in the news this morning because it really bears mentioning the Bellevue Bridge project, I guess, didn't qualify for a grant this past year. And so the two counties have agreed to tentatively resubmit, but with different contributions coming in here. It's a little confusing because I think it's a 70-30 or no, that's not right.
It is based on the valuation of the two counties that it is written in law that they will be they will help build these inter-county bridges by using the valuation differences unless some otherwise is agreed. And that's been probably the biggest challenge about that bridge is that we probably will pay close to 90% of it on our side with our taxpayers, and the usage is largely in Waubunsee County. It does serve the Onyx plant over in Bellevue. It's just a little east of Bellevue that you can turn on, I think it's Shoreman Road, and go over to Paxico and drive it once. It's a long, up, high bridge. The discussion started about the same time as I got to be a commissioner, and we have together at about a rate of 80-20, our county picking up 80, have sealed and taken care of the top of the bridge, and they've sent workers and shared in the cost of the materials. So it's been a collaboration. The bridge is rated to only carry, I think, 7 ton. So that's cars, and when big trucks or tractors go over it, they ought to wear a parachute because it's possible that the bridge could fail. I mean, we do inspections of it regularly, and even now we looked at Finney and Turnit Seed is a company out of Kansas City that does a lot of those big bridges across the wide rivers, and they looked at it and felt we could probably wait another go. And for me, unless we get the grant, it's too heavy. I'm still struggling as to how to justify not building the roads we need where the population is in our county going back and forth, as opposed to putting it in there unless we decided that we'd increase our match. And we will decide that finally based on what they come back with estimates for fixing the bridge. And they went at, I think, the $10 million rate. And, of course, the price of steel and everything has gone up since our conversation, so it could be an additional 30%. I'm guessing. I do that a lot, and I'm wrong a lot. But the additional cost will be evaluated when we get the final study, probably in January or February, and that gives us time to resubmit it. And it's a rural roads grant. If that split then comes out, we will reapply. It's not an absolute, simply because we have, for me, it may be absolute for the other two, which everybody has to have an opinion, but right. I really don't know how it will absolutely turn out. And it does need to be replaced, and I have an experience of being a farm wife from western Kansas and driving easily 25 miles to the elevator and back and forth. And so I did ask him yesterday if they had alternative routes prepared, because even if we do it, we're going to close it down for a year, whatever. Never gets done as fast as you think you're going to. But that all those considerations are still setting out there. And it's a collaborative thing with another county that has good benefit. But as I said, the last study showed about 400 and some cars a day, and I will acknowledge they weren't running bigger trucks because it was closed to 7 tons. So there's some mix there, but we have looked at, and the gentleman that came on a while ago and said something about the Blue River Bridge, when they did that first study about 4 years ago, it would have carried about 10,000 cars. And now with the new school, the new Christian school, the new Oliver Brown school, with what somebody says about expanding and annexing over on our side, with the city putting their parks and rec vehicles and so on down in the sewer development area, we know that traffic is just, you can't discount that it's going to be impacting. And all of that makes me very adamant that together this region should be supporting a proposal for the bridge. I looked at the IKE, the transportation KDOT information, and one bridge in our area was put over Geary County, and they put in, not a bridge, an exit on the interstate for the new school. Mm-hmm. And I always get a chuckle about when I look at the budgets for schools, how your local newspaper would say, we're spending more on our schools than anything else, but they don't necessarily add the in lieu of taxes paid by the military for the schools both in Riley County and in Geary County. We don't get any of that. So the numbers have been foggy, but when they get the bypass and an exit to their new school, it's probably because they didn't have to pay for that whole – I mean, if you've not on the west side of Junction City and seen that high school
– it's gorgeous.
It'll take your breath away.
Yeah.
So it's complicated. You can't fix it all, but we – all of the bridges and roads that were fixed in the northeast quadrant, which belongs to Riley and Pottawatomie County, the Department of Transportation has regions. All of them are in Douglas County, and they're in Johnson County and Wyandotte County. None out in the area in that piece. They have to decide on something. But at any rate, I keep worried about bridges, and it will be a continuing conversation.
Yeah. Well, and Pat Waxman said something interesting yesterday that I'm not sure how you accomplish this. He suggested putting specifications on the bridge, making sure that heavy cars aren't going on it if you extend the life. How do you police something like that?
You police it. We have our – over in Green Valley Road, we sit there some hours of the day. You don't know when, but you watch them and you watch them go over, and if they do, you pull them over and give them the ticket. If they know that's happening, they won't necessarily take all the way down there because there's no good way to turn around and go back. You just pay the fine. And that's what he was asking from Waubunsee County to set on your side and police it from time to time and make sure that, you know, violators will be prosecuted. Simply because the longer they sustain it, the more they seem to benefit.
Could you close it at nighttime? You know, I mean,
the route is not such that once you get there, you can't just turn around and go over a couple blocks and over. That's what knowing the route would be Wells Creek Road to the west, and then you have to go kind of back and over to get to Bellevue on the backside is a kind of a circuitous route.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I've driven it once or twice just to see if I could get lost, and I could.
Well, there's no question the bridge is deteriorating. Something has to get done with it in the future,
maybe.
But maybe, yeah.
You're talking to somebody who's closed bridges before in Ford County, so I guess you're not.
Yeah.
I don't want to. Let's put it that way. But we'll see how that plans out. To getting grants to support it would be the best answer.
All right. Very good. Let's take a break. More with Pottawatomie County Commissioner Dee McKee here in a moment on In Focus.